This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj V. Subramanian.
President Trump, frustrated with news coverage as he faces an impeachment inquiry, has suggested the idea of starting a new television network. This story was reported by CNN, which says the suggestion came after Trump attacked CNN, specifically CNN International, at a Medicare event in Florida. Trump said the news network is so bad and called it a terrible thing for our country. And Trump is also quoted as saying, "We ought to start our own network and put some real news out there." Either of you see anything wrong with a president starting his own news network?
Well, where do I begin? what country is this? I thought this last time I looked.
It's the United States of America, last I checked.
Last I checked too, Rich. And to someone as to reign like they're some supreme commander, this is awfully reflective of some kind of dictator, and I don't doubt that this is what our current president thinks he is. But all Trump all the time is. Will this be a 24/7 network? What will they call it?
Will they air reruns of The Apprentice?
Yeah, exactly. So, what are his intentions with this? And I think we can, as we see from this story, his intentions are that, again, he is anti-media and has been, has made no secret of it, and he thinks he's going to set the record straight. And if anything I've learned from this administration and this presidency is that I think we kind of know how high-stakes New York Manhattan real estate operates. You put pressure on people and to get your way and to will yourself onto people. But nonetheless, this is ridiculous, and this is something that even his own supporters have got to see through.
But if you look at the history of Trump itself, so he's pretty much a television guy, given the fact that he has his own television show, The Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice, and he also was involved with the beauty pageant shows, which was also broadcast on major television networks. So he pretty much knows how the television networks operate, and it's his business. He started the business way back in 2003 or 2004, and it's also based in Los Angeles. So he's pretty much a business person who's interested in television. But this is very important in the context of trying to blame a particular network for the coverage and saying, like, we need to have the own coverage. It's nothing but a propaganda.
Yes.
Just to give a small point, because I come from a country where I'm from India, and I'm from the southern part of India, where every political leader has a television channel. Mm-hmm. Sun TV by DMK, ADMK as Jaya TV. The point is that if you look at many countries in the world, for instance, Saudi Arabia, they have their own television channel, but you also need to look at the culture. Mm-hmm. You cannot question the authority or the government. What happens if you question? You will get killed. That's what happened to Jamal Khashoggi, where he was very much critical of the Saudi government. So he went to the Saudi consulate. They got him killed inside. People saw him go inside, but nobody saw him come out. So in some countries, if you write against the government, you get killed. You're persecuted. You're like imprisoned. And some people, they just tore the government, whatever they say, they're just the puppet in the hands of the government. I think that's what the present Trump administration or the present president wants. He wants a media where he wants them to pretty much repeat whatever he says.
He wants them to echo and trumpet what he has to say. He wants to control the message. But I think he also brought up a good point, too. I think he has really a sincere business interest, too. And I think maybe he's not – I wouldn't put that past him either. But I think first and foremost, he's definitely wanting to control the message. And perhaps he's looked at these foreign countries for a reason to do this. I just wanted to know what his motivations are
that. If you look at China, mm-hmm. It's one of the largest populated country in the world. The media is tightly controlled by the government.
Sure,
Russia, the same thing. Yeah. And Saudi Arabia. I mean, we can go like countless of, in India. Like, people are, the media pretty much is controlled by the government. Yeah. And if you say something or write something against the government, you'll be shot or killed. Yeah. And if you can look back around the global press freedom scale, we can pretty much say few countries where there is really press freedom. Like, for instance, US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Scandinavia. Those are the countries where the journalists are free to write and do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. But with the present trend that's kind of, you know, cropping here and there, it should be nipped in the bud. We should not let this kind of even this discourse happen in the very first place, that, you know, where media should just be a channel or a propaganda or a mouthpiece of the government.
Yeah, I'm sure all politicians want to control the message, but that's just not the way it should work in the United States under our Constitution. There are checks and balances, first of all, with Congress and with the courts should be providing checks and balances. They shouldn't be stacked one way or the other. And then you also have the media reporting on what's going on, hopefully in a nonpartisan type of way. I feel like we had that for many years in this country. Conservatives complained that their message wasn't getting out. Now they have a mouthpiece with Fox, and the liberals have a mouthpiece with MSNBC, and I don't think that's been good for democracy. I think we should be striving not to serve as a mouthpiece for one party or the other, but rather trying to present information in the most unbiased way we can. And again, there have been claims that the liberal media or the bias in the media, and I think that just comes from people whose ideas have not gained traction with the American public, and so they scapegoat the media instead of looking at the fact that we're trying to report on what's going on. We're not trying to sway anyone one way or the other. Let the best ideas survive as factually and accurately reported.
Agreed. And I think this all comes back to a point that I've made before, in fact, that there's a general greater ignorance of just what the media is and what their role is. And most of all, it's a grand misunderstanding by the commander-in-chief of this country. And I think a growing number of people, citizens of the United States, just don't understand what our role is as reporters, to be a vehicle for information, to be reporting the facts, and to be informing. And some folks are still, and the president most of all, insistent that this is a vehicle or a method to influence and to get policy, to get things done, to get policy passed and so forth, and to control the message, which is, again, just not the way of it. And when we confuse and when we cloud between the two, between opinion, which is very rampant on cable news, and we broadcast that aside from the top of the news hour stuff, I think folks are obviously confused the two, and I think that the president's attitudes about this are the greatest example and reflection of this.
I'm not entirely convinced that it's a growing number of people who don't understand the media's role, but rather there's always been this segment of the population that doesn't understand how this is supposed to work, and they've just become more vocal as they've been encouraged by our commander-in-chief.
More vocal, or they tend to be more amplified on social media, and so they're the ones that tend to speak out most about it. So perhaps maybe that's how we get that sense.
And also the fact that we also have our own personal bias, where we refuse to listen even what other media has got to say on certain topics, because we want to only listen to things that corroborate with our outlook and perspective of life too.
The echo chamber.
Yes, right.
So again, I think, you know, as news consumers, if you really want to have a better understanding of the media, you got to open up your ears for all the platforms and see what people have even got to say, and just not be just close-minded or tunnel vision about certain aspects. That's my take. You know, if you really want to have a better grasp of the media, I think you should listen to or watch or read multiple platforms.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.